Joining us now in our studios is State Representative for District 20B. It's Todd Lippert. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's, that's right.
Now let's start off.
I'm on edge. I don't know what's going to happen in these next 10 minutes.
I'd be wondering what's going to happen the rest of the day at the legislature. Does the state legislature as a whole, they have much of a sense of humor?
Rarely. Individually, we have a sense of humor with one another, but then as we get into joint conversations together, it's pretty serious business.
It's National Fun Day as well today, so, good luck with that if you're going up there. Let's talk about this. First of all, the headlines today is the reinsurance program has been extended. Talk about that. I understand it was not a unanimous decision, but it got through.
It was not a unanimous decision. I don't think anyone on our side of the aisle was, whether they voted for it or did not, was wild about it. I did vote for the deal. I felt like it's in the must-do, need-to-do category. The concern on our side is this isn't healthcare reform. It's a healthcare Band-Aid, but it's not reform. So what's been happening and what happened? Since 2017, the state of Minnesota has been subsidizing the insurance premiums of those who are in the private marketplace to bring those costs down just a little bit, because those are the costs that often kind of go off the rails. So in 2017 to 2019, we were doing what's called reinsurance, and then in 2019 we renewed the program again for two more years, and we were coming up against the deadline. And if we did not renew the program again, those who are in the private market would see a premium increase of 30% to 40% this year. And so I felt like it was something that should be addressed, and many others did too. So the Republicans wanted a five-year extension of the program with a $1 billion price tag. We wanted less than that. We ended up with a three-year extension for $700 million. Now, we do expect the federal government to come through with $200 million roughly to help with the healthcare access fund. And so that would bring the price tag down to $500 million. Over 3 years, that feels reasonable to me to support those who are in the private, getting their insurance in the private market. Just to keep those costs down a little bit.
Is that taken out of the budget surplus, or where does that come from?
Some of it's from the ongoing out of the general fund. Budget surplus will help with that. As budget surplus is both one time and ongoing. It's a significant price tag. But we know that the potential premium spikes for those in the insurance marketplace would be high, so it's something that we felt we needed to deal with.
State Representative Todd Lippert is with us. Frontline workers is another thing that has been making headlines, and bonus or reimbursement, I guess it's not reimbursement, but the bonuses for the frontline workers has been discussed quite a bit. Are you at a solution at this point?
So there was another round of negotiations this week. We've been clear that we want a solution. We want something for workers as well as businesses. Republicans have been pushing a replenishment of the unemployment insurance trust fund, and they want $2.7 billion for that. And we've been saying, we know that most of that money is going to go to the largest businesses that have done very, very well through the pandemic. We do know that some small businesses have been really struggling through the pandemic, and we want to be supporting them. If we're going to do that, we're saying, we want to make sure that we're supporting workers as well. Frontline workers have been holding us together through the pandemic in so many different ways. And we have a $1 billion frontline worker bonus pay proposal for that, too. We've been in negotiations. The speaker this week made another pass in negotiations, essentially meeting the Republicans halfway. They want $2.7 billion for the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. We were proposing a smaller package of $1 billion. So we met them halfway at 1.8, but wanting to make sure we were doing both, supporting workers and business. And Senate President Senate Majority Leader Jeremy Miller said that that was actually pushing the conversations backwards. So we were a little confused. We felt like that was a good faith effort. Don't exactly know what's happening or what Republicans in the Senate want out of this, but those are what negotiations in divided government look like sometimes. We're not quite moving forward, it seems.
Okay. Once again, Todd Lippert with us. What else have you been working on this? I guess this would be the second deadline of the legislative session.
That's right. Most bills will have their final hearings today. If they aren't heard today, that's really going to be the end for most everything that's happening, except for the large omnibus bills. So this week, I was able to present a bill in the Higher Education Committee, which is the first time I presented there, and I was working with the University of Minnesota on a sustainability package for them. The University of Minnesota has been doing great work in reducing their carbon footprint overall, and this would allow them to take a next step. So they know they have aging infrastructure in heating and cooling in many places, especially on the St. Paul campus. They'd like to upgrade that to geothermal. There's some really innovative geothermal technology that's both more cost-effective and extremely efficient. So it would save money over time and help reduce their carbon footprint. It's also a way for the land-grant university to do what it's supposed to do, which is help us face challenges, show innovative new technologies, be kind of a showcase to the rest of the nation, even the world. And so this would be an opportunity for that. They also want to transition their vehicle fleet, cars, light trucks, buses to EVs, put some solar up. So it's a good proposal. Had a good conversation about that in Higher Education Committee. Hopefully we can get some support for it. And we'll find out more as the higher education budget comes out next week.
All right. Carleton, of course, just went to the geothermal, and that was a huge monumental project for them, but it's going to last a long time.
That's right.
You're talking generations.
Yeah, and Carleton's work in geothermals has come up multiple times at the Capitol and the Climate and Energy Committee, and I know the University of Minnesota was noticing what Carleton was doing and is wanting to do the same. So, Northfield is often leading in many different ways in this space, but it was great to be working with University of Minnesota on this, and hopefully we can move it forward.
You know, we have been, of course, humans have been going through a pandemic, an epidemic the last couple of years, and now birds are. The avian flu really has started to get headlines by the scale and scope of it. And of course, Minnesota's not immune. We have a lot of birds right here in Minnesota and just right in our neighborhood here in Northfield. Have there been talk about taking some measures or perhaps seeing how the government can help out with that?
So there's a lot of concern about highly pathogenic avian flu right now. One thing that the public should know is very low risk to the public, but it's a very big concern for poultry producers, and we're one of the largest turkey producers in the country. So the Board of Animal Health website has a lot of information about the avian flu. The Board of Animal Health is working with producers to put biosecurity plans in place. They've been doing that for a while and want to make sure that if people notice anything about their birds, producers notice anything happening with their birds, there's a hotline to call on the Board of Animal Health website. Also, anyone with a backyard flock should just be watching their birds too. This is waterfowl are carrying this. It's spreading very quickly. It's really throughout the country. So just everyone, be taking care, paying attention to your birds, your flock. And then at the legislature, we're going to be having conversations about, are there extra funds that need to be provided to the Board of Animal Health to make sure we're supporting producers and helping them get through what they're seeing with their birds. It's a very stressful time for poultry producers in the state.
All right. One final question is that we've had a number of Rice County officials here over the course of the past couple of months. And, of course, they're building a new jail there, a new safety center. And one of the proposals has them paying for that with a sales tax. Has that been taken up in the legislature? Because it does need legislative approval.
So there are a couple pieces to this. I'll actually be with Rice County officials as they're presenting a bonding proposal to the Capital Investment Committee next week, and they're hoping to secure bonding funding for the majority of the funding. And then there's a local sales tax proposal. There'll be a much smaller portion to pay the interest on local bonds, just to cover that interest. The local sales tax proposal, if that's approved at the legislature would be up for a vote. So Rice County voters have a chance to either vote that up or down if they wanted that to be a part of the financing package. The county is looking to replace this critical infrastructure. The Rice County Jail was downgraded because of a lack of recreation space and programming space. So a new facility is something they're pursuing. And a couple different proposals that the legislature will see. We'll see what shakes out.
All right. Anything else?
We're getting to the point in session where we're going to see exactly what's in the budget bills in the House. And this next week will be our kind of final week before our legislative break. We'll see what's all in the bills, both in the House and Senate. And then we'll move into the second half of session, and final negotiations will take place as we try to wrap things up.
All right. Representative Lippert, thank you so much for being in with us. We certainly appreciate it. Have a good April Fool's Day and a National Fun Day.
I wish you the best as well. Fun day for all.
All right. State Representative Todd Lippert of District 20B. We'll be back with Northfield Public Library Executive Director.